Hello everybody, it's George from Ireland. Well, thank you for coming back to my channel. So here I am speaking about Sir Keir Starmer's decision. In the United Kingdom, the Prime Minister Sir Keir has performed a volte-face yet again, and he's proclaimed that the local elections shall be allowed to go ahead on schedule. Now, there's some obscure whatever clause, what you call it, I can't remember, a subsection in is it the Local Government Act 2000, which permits the government to postpone local elections in the most exceptional circumstances. Something like foot and mouth disease, COVID was an example, a war, something like that, not simply for partisan reasons. Now, admittedly, they are redrawing the boundaries. There's some sort of reorganization. Some boroughs are being abolished as going unitary authority. Unitary authority combines the powers of a county council and a borough council. Rather than have two levels, there's one. Surrey would be an example, and then it's been split into West Surrey and East Surrey. The idea of the whole county be too big for a unitary authority. And this is partly Angela Rayner's baby. Remember, she was Deputy Prime Minister. She's now a backbench MP because she is a tax cheat and a liar, false accusing her solicitors, given the wrong advice. There she is stealing money from her disabled child and so on. But that doesn't rule her out becoming leader of the Labour Party and therefore Prime Minister. So we could get worse. Starmer has many, many faults, but he's not thick, whereas she is. He's a highly educated man, highly successful before he came into politics. Okay, so so these elections were postponed. Oh, partly it's costly. Well, yes, elections always cost money. They say we never cost money. Because what are the precedent? Are you going to say the same about Westminster elections and Holyrood elections and Stormont elections and Senedd elections and whatever? Never have an election again to save a bit of money. Oh, it's also pointless saying that. But, you know, with a politician, one has to assume that electoral calculation is always at least a consideration. And Labour stated it very, very badly this year by putting it off to next year. Would that stem the losses, give them a chance to recover and so on? Now, it was subject to legal challenge. Remember that even when the ministers have this power as an executive power, it has to be for the right reasons, having gone through the correct procedure, which is why it's subject to judicial review. And it's likely that it would be overturned and proclaimed non est factum on the basis that this was done simply to advantage the Labour Party and not for any proper reason. So that's why in 30 English local authorities, some of them county councils, city councils, unitary authorities, the elections will go ahead on schedule on Thursday the 7th of May. So political parties have suddenly got to get their arse in gear, find candidates. I thought they didn't need candidates for over a year, print leaflets, organise those. And this is, well, obviously caught Labour by surprise almost as much as everybody else. So the Conservative Party was having a field day saying he's a chicken. Reform UK was saying how anti-democratic was and so forth. So legal advice, the government said this will probably be overturned in court because there's the Ministry of Housing, Communities and Local Government. They have power over this. And so the postponement has been withdrawn. Anyway, so even some Labour MPs expressed their disquiet about this. The Liberal Democrats and the Green Party said, again, it was anti-democratic and so on. You know, election delayed is election denied and it wasn't a proper reason. So that's why it's going ahead. Will it stem Labour's losses? I mean, I probably think a little bit, actually. They won't be able to argue that. But Labour's in for a drubbing. I mean, they were in for one anyway in Scotland, probably, which is why Anas Sarwar publicly called for Starmer to step down, desperate to distance himself from Starmer, who's so damaged goods. Surprised Eluned Morgan in Wales hasn't said likewise. So some people campaigning on the ground, wherever Labour council candidates are saying, oh, yes, Starmer should go, nothing to do with me, or whether he's going to drag them down. You want a leader who pulls you up, as Blair used to be, a vote winner. So he's got a magnetic personality, Starmer, repellent. Right, what do you think is going to happen? Why did he do it? Thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate PayPal, George Callan, 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.